Vavam Abeis. Esei Rav Ada Brahava Rava.
Morning, how are you, Rabbi Ryan?
Okay, we have a Mishnah. Person says, Kedem Botzel Shani Toyim. I'm not going to eat onions. Shabotzel Radalei. Because I understand that onions are bad for your heart. Some were lawyers, so they said to the person who made this netter, not all types of onions are bad. There's a certain type of onion, which is the batzel hakufri, which is good for your heart. Okay. Hutzub hakufri. So, since he said the only reason why he's making this netter is because the batzel is rather lave. So this type of batzel, which is not rather lave, is not usur. And once you say neder shehuter miksasa huter kuloi, and since part of the neder is batel, the whole neder is batel, so he can eat any type of batel. Okay, so and then the more in the mission brings a ma'isa. This is a mission later on that they're matar him. Now, so what was? So we had a machlokes in Rava and Rava. Okay. Whether to say neder shehuter miksasa huter kulo, you need that there should be together with the huter miksasa, there should be a toast and the lashon in the other part as well. He's saying that had I known this fact that I did not want to include X, I would have said it in a different language. Or no, it's batel even without the toast and lashon. So my love wasn't the case. The Omar that the neider says ilu hayisi yodeish akufri yofa lelev. If I had known that kufri was not bad, it was good. Hayisi arber, call up salad basurim, with kufri winter. So I would have kept the lashon of that I said originally, with call up salad, but I would have added chutri kufri. Which means that he's not saying ate the toast in lashon. In the original netter, he's just saying I would have added chutz mikufri. No, the Mor says loy b'armer ilo yisi yadeya shakufri yafalalev yisi armer batzel pliny asurim mikufri mutter. Vermeir aliba der kiba aliba der abanim. So now the. The Ron's going to flesh out over here the conversation of the Gemara. According to Rabba, without a toast in the lashon, even Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't say hutum esasa hutakula. Rabbi Sham Beitzel doesn't say that. You only say it even according to the one who says it in a case where you have both that it's hutum esasa and there's a toast in lashon. So according to what the Mor is suggesting, that the lashon was, he's keeping his original lashon. So according to, there's no even hold hutum esasa hutakula. So the kasha is as a rabba for sure. How's rabba in that case? So why is the Mor saying eitzel the rava? And in rava said the Rabbi Kiva holds generally toast and lashon. If you have a toast and lashon, even the rabbanon say hutum esasa hutakula. So. So if he would have said this language according to Bikiva, so it would be. So then what's the kasha? So Rameir goes like Bikiva. So every which way this Gemara is a funny Gemara. Like what's the kasha? And the worst thing, if isn't this what you said? And now it's Shemir. And the worst thing, no, this is what you said, and not Shemir. Like what was Shemir? And Rabba does something Shemir. He'll say it's according to Bikiva. The kasha should be in Rabba. That's the lashon. Then nobody holds Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuba. So what's the Eis Veil Rav? Unless you learn, well, let's see how the Ran tries to approach this. So Eis Veil Rav Adah, the Rav. So Rav Adah asked Rav, it's in the medium-sized lines of the Ran. Closer to more than halfway down the page of the Ran. What's the kasha and rava? The Omar b'maim and pligi. The machlokes in Mishnah Beisil is in a case where the person is maimed devorov. And the Gemara said, so what's the machlokes in Mishnah Beisil? Mishnah Beisil says, Tzvois Lashon Nishin. Mishil says, like Rabbi Yossi, that Begmar, the war of Adam Nitvus. So if Beis Shammai goes like Rameyer, they say twice Lashon Rishon, and therefore, even though Beis Shammai agrees conceptually to the concept of Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi, by case of Maimed Devorov, he says, if I would have known, I would have said, kept my Lashon and added, well, the fact that you would have kept your Lashon means the Iker of the Lashon is the first part, so you would have kept your Lashon. So that's not Batul. So it comes out, Rameyer is going to be, personally, is going to be, if we're saying that that's true, according to Rameyer, Tres Lashon Rishon, you can't say Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi if you keep your original Lashon. So we're going to have a problem saying Rameyer goes like Rebbe Akiva. So it's a two-way street. If Beis Shammai goes like Rameyer, means that the Rameyer is going to hold. And therefore, the Aviv Mutter Bekulon Asurim. That in the case of the Mishnah, you don't see Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi. We can't hit Rameyer Bekulon Asurim. So. Over here, you mean matter everything that can't be, according to Meir. So according to Rava, that you add in, even Beis Shammai agrees to Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi, but Beis Shammai argues in the case of the person that's maimed the word, but since you're keeping your original words, so you're just adding chutz, and you hold twice less than reason like your mayor, so the ikar is the fact that you're keeping it, so you don't say Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi. Okay, so then that's what Meir has to hold.
I don't understand why Rameya has to hold like Beis Shammai with general issue.
The more the Rabba learned the Mechlekes Beis Shammai Silo is in a case where a person is Maimed Devorov, and if you hold twice Lashon Rishon, you don't say Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi. If you hold the Gemara Devorov of other mitzvahs, you say Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi. So the more, according to Rabba, the more is tying. The more doesn't say that Basila says, no, I agree with Rameyer that you say twice Lashon Rishon, but you still say Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi. It didn't say it like that. The more said that the Basila holds like Rabbi Yossi. So if the person comes along and says, you know what, I would have said a whole different Lashon. Okay, so everybody agrees Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi in Beis Shammai. So if somebody agrees conceptually Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi, you're just saying, since the person is keeping his original, says, if I would have known, I would have said the same thing. I would have added foods. So that's, since he's not, and I mean, even in the new Lashon, he wants to keep the original Lashon, and he says that part first. So, what's the Kornder Meir? There's no reason to not have Shibbatzel, because the Iker is the first part of what you're deeper, which is the same as before. And the word didn't say that Beis Hillel says, you know, I agree with the mayor over there, but Tosfos Rishon, but over here is different. The word said, no, I hold like Rabbi Yossi over there. Which means the word didn't see a path to say that the mayor holds Tosfos Rishon, should say in such a case that Neder is bought to Lagamri. Okay. The Gemara said before that Rava learns every agrees to the concept of Hutta Mesosa Hutta Kuloi, even Beis Shammai. So what's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is the case where the person says, you know what, if the person says, well, now that I realize my father was there, I would have said a whole different lashon. Everybody agrees that the neder is baltel. Totally. Because it means the whole neder is, there's a flaw in the whole neder. The case was no. Where they're arguing is a case where the person is keeping, says, if I would have known, I would have said the same as before. I just would have added chutz mi'aviv. Chutz mi'aba. So now what? So what's the machlokes? So Basil says there's still a flaw, because the new phrase is not the same as the old phrase. The old phrase was kulam asurim. The new phrase is kulam asurim chutz mi'aba. So there's a since according to Biyosi, we look at the end of what you said as being important. So it comes out the new phrase is not the same as the old phrase. And Meshami says, no, the new phrase is the same as the old phrase, because the main phrase, whenever a person talks, is the first part. The first part is exactly the same. So it means according to Meir, that you say that the first part is the Iker, there's no Shini over here, and then you don't say Hutim Esau Zuhut Zekulor. Okay. Now, so Turan, but the truth, Mekoshki and the Kasha of the Rabbah. But the more it's not saying this is a kasha and rabba, I'm not a rabba. This is definitely a kasha and rabba. Dharma to be maimed the kuliyama kulan asurma of imutter. According to rabba, in the case of maimed the word, nobody says hutu masasa hutu kulay. This is the imkain and remeir. She took all the psalim. Dharma kima. The remeir is like nobody. So why are we asking a Rava? That the Ran, Alam Mishum, the Mishum, the Hachmas Nisan, Tani Rameir Behadu. But this Mishnah that we're quoting has Rameir explicitly. And Rava, who the Adkar, the Rameir, and the Rava, who's the one who tied in Rameir Shita. Actually, the Rava, we asked, therefore, Rava asked Rava the question. The truth is, you could have answered that the having much lishnuyeh the nehi de beishami several like remeir of remeir l'sri like masayu alke beisilu. This taliya that beishami says, remeir a person doesn't have to hold of it. Why didn't he dumb remeir tvoi slashim rishon? You say tvoi slashim rishon. How do you mean? Look, Yisrael says there. Karlu b'shlamim. Remeir's main discussion was a case where you said two statements which are contradictory to each other. So what do you mean? Do you mean he raised the tumor shlamim? Do you mean he raised the tumor shlamim? The mayor says tvoi slashim rishon. Al b'shena soiser. The case where it's not a stir for Barmer Chutz Min Abba. We said the Ran already raised before. That's possible that the mayor holds in that case. Sir Lay the Bagmar the Mordo of the Mitzvahs. If the second half is not a stir to the first half, but just clarifying or qualifying and explaining, so then the whole phrase is important. Oh, the whole phrase is important. So it's not the same as the original letter. Alafum time of the maksha. So the more could have answered that. The more I answered instead, even if you the maksha are right, the mukir meir can be shamai. The tars law the lab b'maimidhi el b'mashana. Okay, the case was he's mashana. Now, the rabba, if the case is the case of mashana, the meir aliva the Rebbe Akiva. So then, according to Rava, once it's Mashana the Vorda, that's where the Machloikas is, and according to Bekiva, according to Beis Hillel, you say, Hutu Tassu Hutu Kuloi. To call Rava, literally, can be the Beishamai Kermayer. Rava never tied Beishamai into a mayor. Hillel, but see, the Hukmi, the mayor, leave with the Bekiva. So according to the Das of the Maksha, if you tie Beishamai to Remeir, you tie Remeir to Beishamai, but Rabbi never did that. So Rabbi can say that Remeir goes like Rebbe Akiva. Okay, the Rabbi then from Habak, the word of Dibri HaKol, Mutter, Koy Remeir, Kid Dibri HaKol. Okay. Fine.
you know, the my love, what was the basis for the my love anyway? I mean, in other words, that ukimta, I mean, I would have said called its own asurin. Why would you be noted that way?
Well, that's my assumption is that the more assumes that in that type of situation, there's no reason that a person should change his lashon. Start making a list of all of them. He should say the derech sora is called psalm asurim except for this. Esve Ravina the Rava. It's not a direct question because they did not overlap. It means he's asking according to Rav Shita, not he's asking to Rav. Rav Nosad Armor, there's a case where you don't say Hutu Mutter Mutter Kula, you say no, part of the Neder is Osir, part of the Neder is Mutter. Ketzat. Not a minute called. So a person made a netter, he's not going to eat from this basket. So there was a type of figs called b'nei shuach in them, in there. V'amar ilo yisi yideyash b'nei shuach b'seicha lo yisi neiter. If I known that there's b'nei shuach in there, I would not have made the netter. So hakakala asura b'nei shuach muteris. So Nosen said that you say that part of it is also part of it is mutter. The b'nei shuach part is mutter, and the other items in the kakala are also. Atzibar v'kiba v'lime neder shot v'misotza hutu kulay. So this is now the case of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said in this case, you say, no, that's not true what you're saying, Rabbi Nelson. But you say, neder shot v'misotza hutu kulay. It's not true what you're saying, that it's partially us and partially mutter. You say neder shot v'misotza hutu kulay. Okay. So what was the case? My love, the Amr, ilo yisi yadeyash ben ashuach v'seichel. If I had known that ben ashuach in there, yisi Amr, tenim shkar so the one is a service, ben ashuach b'toris. I would have been more specific. And they would have changed my lashon. Instead of saying the kakala is also, I would have said these types of tainim are also, and this type of tainim is mutter. That's the case of mishana. But according to Rabbah, everything is fine. According to you, Rabbah, if it's the case of mishana, why is it only Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, he pligi rabbanan. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita, which according to you, Rava, in a case where it's Mashana, even a bottom are moida that you say, in that there's Hutu Masasa Hutu Kulay. So it's a cash on Rava. No, the case is Barbara Ili Sidesha Banashuach Basakha, Yisi Amar Kola Kakala Sura, Banashuach Mutaris. Okay. So that's a case where, according to Bekiva, you'd say, according to Rava, according to Bekiva, you say, Neder Shudu Misasa Hutu Kulay, and according to Rabbanan, you don't say, because you're being Maim at the Vorov. Hutu Kulay, because you're Maim at the Vorov, according to Rava. So the Gemara, man tana lohar tana rabbanon. Not a bechemish bnei adam ke'echod. He made a neder from five people. And then hutul echad mehen hutul kulon. And it became the hutul from one. It's hutul from all of them. Chutz mehen mehen huwa mutzer vehen asurin. So more than either Rabba Reisha Rabbi Kiva, the Sefer Dibri Akol. So the Reisha is according to Rabbi Kiva. Once one is Hutter, all of them are Hutter. And if the person says, they would have said chutz, so then only he's mutter, everything else is osur. That's true according to everybody. Say for the very call. Either Rava, say for Rabbanan, or Reisha, the very call. According to Rava, in the case where the person is Mishana, everybody agrees that you say chutz, mishana, chutz, kulay. In the case of your maimid, Rekiva says Hud says Hud to Kul, the Rabbanan say don't. To the Reisha is the Rabbanan, the Sefer is the Rekul. Okay, we start the round. We start the round around and Chav Vav on the base. The wide lines, fifth line down. Yesh neder shutter miksasa mutter miksasa osur. Nearly the miksasa mutter below sheila kamar. It means it's bottle the gamri. Kimin she yesh tall speaker on neder shazel and iskam on the blashuch me alarlam. He doesn't need to be matter it. He didn't mean the klub blashua. He didn't realize it was blashuch. And he says, if I had known, I would not have made that. I would have done something different my neder. So that doesn't need sheila. So Rabbi Kiva, he would plead Rabbanan Lay. According to the case was Rabbi Kiva talking, Rabbanan argue. So that's a question on Rabbah, but to me it's read as a question. Okay. Then the more brought this up. The word said that Rabbah will learn the ratio. He says the Zell is that. So he says, if I would have realized, I would have said a different lashon. I would have said for each person individually. And then Rekiva, and therefore, according to Rava, according to Rabba, the case of Mashana, Rabbi Kiva says Hud says Hud the Kulay. The same with the Mekulchem, he's not changing his lashon. But you recall, everybody holds agrees that it's not potel. Tamer b'maimed, he's maimed the word, therefore it's not potel. The Rabba Reisha Lezel Lezel. Rabba says that the case of the Reisha was, he says, I would have said lashon Lezel Lezel. They recall Klamer b'Mashana. So it's the case of Mashana. Everybody agrees. Hutra says Hutra Kulay. B'Seifa is he saying I would have stayed with the words Kulcham. So now in that case, Rabbi Kiva holds you still say Hutra says Hutra Kulay. But Rabbanan say you don't say. Rabbanan Klamer b'Maimed is the case of Maimed, and according to Rabbanan, you don't say Hutra says Hutra Kulay. Now the Ron gets involved in halacha. What are we passing? We have Mechaz Rabba and Rabba and Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana. The Ron Linyan halacha Kamel and Rabbi Kiva. Leave it to Beisilo since Rabbi Kiva goes to Beisilo. Then Nereshot and Sazer to Kulay. Now we'll put the Rabba Verava. He was on the eighth day. So, Kiman the Ikal Memor, Hilchos Dr. Rabbi, Mishum the Habi, Rabbe the Rabbi. We could argue one way that we pass on like Rabbi, he's the Rebbe. The Ikal Memor, the Hilchos Dr. Rabbi, Mishum the Basrahu. We also have a rule that from you passing like the Basrahu. from Rabban onwards. So we have two arguments. So the Ran says you can't ignore either. Therefore, Natinan Karaba Lukumra. So we go Ramach. The Mamaimid Kula Nusurin, even according to Bikiva, in a case of Maimid, it's not Batul. It's only Batul in the case of Mashana. In the case of Maimid, everybody holds, even if Bikiva holds, you don't say Batul. So, in the case of Maimid, that item becomes Mutter, everything else remains Osir. You have to be Machmer. Vavid Mutter, the Kula Nusurin, Vavid Mutter. Then kulam mutar. The case where it's mutar, pasim kibekiva. So once it's the case of mashana, everything is mutar. That's how the Rabban paskel that you have to machmer for the way Rabba learned in Rabbi Kiva.
So we say the halachic basra doesn't apply by Rabbi Talmud.
In general, the halachic basra you don't say halachic Talmud makom harav. The halacha is kibasra from Rabban onwards, but in that. Even Makom Rav, but that was introduced. Rav was the first. Till Rav, there was no din halacha kibasra. You always passed on the older generation.
Right.
From Rav onwards, you passed din halacha kibasra, and that. But he's saying, means in Rav's generation, the rule was still that halacha is like the Rav and Makom Talmud, and you don't say halacha kibasra. So you still have that conflict from Rav onwards. You have that rule, but what does it override Talmud or Rav? That's the Ran saying. That's the suffix. For after Rav, for sure, you say even Talmud Makom Rav.
Okay, so we say the halachic in Basra, Mirava. It's really not Mirava the halach. It's more like after Rav.
Well, no, because there's two parts that didn't. There's a little halachic in Basra. If you have a halachic in Rav and Rav Nachman, you pass like Rav. But that he said, "Look, so I feel the Talmud Makom Rav." That's what he's mesupik about. So in other words, Rav started the process, but did you take it? There's two elements in the Halacha Kibasra are both true in Rav. I think it's his suffix.